thirsty, our responsibility. Let's have a look at this piece of art here, this painting. Moses in the desert. We read in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. So what was the job of Moses? Keeping the flock of whom? Of his father-in-law. Not keeping the flock of his own. Is it a point? 40 years had passed since Moses had killed this person in Egypt who had been a bad one to one of the Israelites. And out of his temperament, he was too strong. And then he had to flee. And then he was in the desert. And there he met Jethro. And he married one of his daughters. And then for 40 years, his job, keeping the flock of his father-in-law. Nothing of his own. But then he was ready to be called by God. And we go on reading. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush, thorn bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And therefore he came closer. He had never seen anything like that before. A burning bush, being not consumed. Can't be. So he became interested. And then he heard the voice, Moses. Where is somebody? Nowhere around. And then he discovered, out of the bush, of the flames, of the fire, of the bush. Jesus was there, telling him, now it's time, you go back to Egypt, and you will be the leader for the Israelites to leave Egypt. And Moses, when he hears this information, maybe other people would have thought, oh, at last God has found out what a champion I am. But not so with Moses. He's the one telling God, well, I think it wouldn't be good to choose me. I'm not good enough for that job. It's too hard for me, too difficult. It will be a failure to take me. So take somebody else. This is Moses. He is a humble person, full of humility. And this humbleness is the best preparation for being called by God. A proud person, a person who thinks that he is God himself, he will not be called by God. He knows everything in his own understanding. But a person who is humble knows, oh, I'm too weak for that. Then God can work with such a person because he will work with you, with his spirit, and then you will get power. Are you open-hearted for that power? Doing something you had never dreamed about it. Here in this story, God, in chapter 3 and 4 of Exodus 2, of Exodus chapters 3 and 4, we find out that Moses, although God tells him, I will help you in all these aspects, he is too humble to accept. And in the end he says, oh God, choose someone else, not me. But as we see the following stories, he was the best leader God could have chosen. God knows who is able to, who is willing to, and who will be in the right mood, in the right humbleness to do something like this. God is a God who knows the future, and he knows what can happen if you are open-hearted and willing to work for the Lord. Nothing else makes more sense.